Daniel chapter 2. And in the second year of the reign of Nebuchadnezzar, 3520 AH 522 BC, Nebuchadnezzar dreamed dreams, his spirit was troubled because of them, and his sleep left him. Then the king commanded to call the magicians, and the astrologers, and the sorcerers, and the Chaldeans, to explain to the king his dreams. So they came and stood before the king. And the king said to them, I have dreamed a dream, and my spirit was troubled to know the dream. Then the Chaldeans spoke to the king in Syriac, O king, live forever. Tell your servants the dream, and we will explain the interpretation. The king answered and said to the Chaldeans, the thing has gone from me. If you will not make known to me the dream, with its interpretation, you shall be cut in pieces, and your houses shall be made a dunghill. But if you show me the dream, and its interpretation, you shall receive from me gifts and rewards and great honor. Therefore show me the dream, and its interpretation. They answered again and said, let the king tell his servants the dream, and we will show its interpretation. The king answered and said, I know of certainty that you would gain the time, because you see the thing has gone from me. But if you will not make known to me the dream, there is but one decree for you, because you have prepared lying and corrupt words to speak before me, until the time is changed. Therefore tell me the dream, and I will know that you can show me its interpretation. The Chaldeans answered before the king, and said, there is not a man upon the earth who can show the king's matter. Because there is no king, lord, nor ruler, who asks such things of any magician, or astrologer, or Chaldean. And it is a rare thing that the king requires, and there is no one else who can show it to the king, except the gods, who do not live with flesh. Because of this the king was angry and very furious, and commanded that all the wise men of Babylon be destroyed. And the decree went forth that the wise men should be killed, and they sought Daniel and his fellows to be killed. Then Daniel answered with counsel and wisdom to Arioch the captain of the king's guard, who had gone forth to kill the wise men of Babylon. He answered and said to Arioch the king's captain, why is the decree so hasty from the king? Then Arioch made the thing known to Daniel. Then Daniel went in, and requested of the king that he would give him time, and that he would show the king the interpretation. Then Daniel went to his house, and made the thing known to Ananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, his companions. That they would seek the mercies of the God of heaven concerning this secret, that Daniel and his fellows should not perish with the rest of the wise men of Babylon. Then the secret was revealed to Daniel in a night vision. Then Daniel blessed the God of heaven. Daniel answered and said, blessed is the name of God forever and ever, because wisdom and might are his. And he changes the times and the seasons. He removes kings, and sets up kings. He gives wisdom to the wise, and knowledge to those who know understanding. He reveals the deep and secret things. He knows what is in the darkness, and the light lives with him. I thank you, and praise you, O God of my fathers, who has given me wisdom and might, and has made known to me now what we desired of you. Because you have now made known to us the king's matter. Therefore Daniel went into Arioch, whom the king had ordained to destroy the wise men of Babylon. He went and said these things to him. Do not destroy the wise men of Babylon. Bring me in before the king, and I will show to the king the interpretation. Then Arioch quickly brought in Daniel before the king, and said these things to him, I have found a man of the captives of Judah, who will make known to the king the interpretation. The king answered and said to Daniel, whose name was Belshazzar, are you able to make known to me the dream which I have seen, and its interpretation? Daniel answered in the presence of the king, and said, the secret which the king has demanded the wise men, the astrologers, the magicians, the soothsayers, cannot show to the king. But there is a God in heaven who reveals secrets, and makes known to the king Nebuchadnezzar what will be in the latter days. Your dream, and the visions of your head upon your bed, are these. As for you, O king, your thoughts came into your mind upon your bed, what should come to pass hereafter. And he who reveals secrets makes known to you what will come to pass. But as for me, this secret is not revealed to me because of any wisdom that I have more than any living, but for their sakes the interpretation will be made known to the king, and that you might know the thoughts of your heart. You, O king, saw a great image. This great image, whose brightness was excellent, stood before you, and its form was terrible. This image's head was of fine gold, his breast and his arms of silver, his belly and his thighs of brass. His legs of iron, his feet part of iron and part of clay. You watched until a stone was cut out without hands, which struck the image upon his feet that were of iron and clay, and broke them to pieces. Then the iron, the clay, the brass, the silver, and the gold, were broken to pieces together, and became like the chaff of the summer threshing floors. And the wind carried them away, that no place was found for them. And the stone that struck the image became a great mountain, and filled the whole earth. This is the dream. And we will tell its interpretation to the king. You, O king, are a king of kings. Because the God of heaven has given you a kingdom, power, and strength, and glory. And wherever the children of men live, the beasts of the field and the birds of the heaven he has given into your hand, and has made you ruler over them all. You are this head of gold. And after you will arise another kingdom inferior to you, and another third kingdom of brass, which will bear rule over all the earth. And the fourth kingdom will be strong as iron, just as iron breaks into pieces and subdues all things, and as iron that breaks all these, it will break in pieces and bruise. And as you saw the feet and toes, part of potter's clay, and part of iron, the kingdom will be divided. But there will be in it of the strength of the iron, just as you saw the iron mixed with miry, muddy clay. And as the toes of the feet were part of iron, and part of clay, so the kingdom will be partly strong, and partly broken. And as you saw iron mixed with miry, muddy clay, they will mingle themselves with the offspring of men. But they will not cling to one another, even as iron is not mixed with clay. And in the days of these kings the God of heaven will set up a kingdom, which will never be destroyed. And the kingdom will not be left to other people, but it will break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it will stand forever. Just as you saw the stone that was cut out of the mountain without hands, and that it broke in pieces the iron, the brass, the clay, the silver, and the gold. The great God has made known to the king what will come to pass hereafter, and the dream is certain, and its interpretation is sure. Then the king Nebuchadnezzar fell upon his face, and worshipped Daniel, and commanded that they should offer a sacrifice and sweet aromas to him. The king answered Daniel, and said, Most certainly your God is a God of gods, and a Lord of kings, and a revealer of secrets, since you could reveal this secret. Then the king made Daniel a great man, and gave him many great gifts, and made him ruler over the whole province of Babylon, and chief of the governors over all the wise men of Babylon. Then Daniel requested of the king, and he set Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, over the affairs of the province of Babylon. But Daniel sat in the gate of the king.